Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
I'm embarrassed to say, even though I've been here for, I don't know, has it been 4 years? There are people that work at WGN who I've never met in person. And one of those people is celebrating his 25th year hosting a show at WGN. It's The Great Outdoors on Sunday mornings with Charlie Potter. Charlie, congratulations on 25 years.
Well, I wouldn't want you to be disappointed by meeting me, so I'm glad to talk to you on the phone.
Hey, you're my kind of guy because, you know, I host a fishing trip going up to Canada in August, and I love being in the great outdoors, and obviously that's the fabric of who you are.
Well, thank you. It's been incredible to think I've been on the air for 25 years, but even more incredible is that the show, The Great Outdoors Show, has been on WGN for 60 years. Art Meneer did it for 10, Bill Cullerton did it for 20, and I now have done it for 25 years. So it's an incredible run, and that's 55 years. It's an incredible run that I think it could be the longest run on a single station of any radio show. Sure, the Grand Ole Opry has bounced around a little as a longer running show. So I'm really proud to be able to do this for WGN. It's been a lot of fun through the years, and hopefully we've done some good, not only for the great outdoors, but also for the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to WGN radio every day.
Hey, Charlie, it's Steve Bertrand.
Hey, Steve, my goodness, how are you?
I'm well. Lisa, there was a time when Bill Cullerton, Charlie, and I would work together on Saturday mornings. And right, Charlie? You would sit in with Bill on Saturdays. And Yeah?
You're absolutely right, Steve. And that goes back. I would sit in with Bill when he was doing the show the last few years periodically. And so, Steve, you've met me in person.
I can vouch for you. You're real. But, you know,
Bill Cullerton once told me.
What?
You'll laugh, guys. He once said, Charlie, you have a great face for radio.
Yeah. did you ever think you'd be doing this longer than he did?
No. No, I didn't. Bill's a legend in the outdoor world. I mean, everybody loved Bill Cullerton. So, no, I didn't. But I will say this. Bill handed off a show that was known around the country and respected. And so I had some really big shoes to fill. And obviously, over time, the show's changed. The advent of the Internet and everything, which wasn't around when Bill left the show. You know, it's changed. It was on Saturday mornings because people got up on Saturday mornings and wanted to know. You know, Lisa, they wanted to know where they were going hunting and fishing, and Steve remembers this well. We'd have lots of call-ins about where they should go, and now today it's a global conservation show, and I think it's fair to say WGN Radio is, in fact, outdoor voice of Chicago and America. I think that's absolutely true. It's a current topic, non-political, non-partisan, which, as you know, in today's world is hard to do.
Yes.
And hopefully we have a tone of civility that people like, and we take on all kinds of issues, but we never do so from the point of view of somebody, you know, being bad and somebody being good. It's always from the point of view of, let's discuss these issues, and our listeners are smart. They can make up their minds what they want to do. So I really do this from the point of view of informing and then hopefully stimulating conversation on subjects that aren't on the front page of the papers, but that are subjects that we all care about if we care about the outdoors.
I care about catching a big muskie. What's the biggest muskie you've ever caught?
Hey, it's a fish tail. You're asking a fisherman to tell a fish tail?
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you the biggest muskie I ever lost.
Yeah, that's the worst, right?
That's the worst. Right up at the boat, you know, I did this figure eight and I had the thing on and right at the boat, I'm sure you've caught a bigger one. I've actually never landed a really big muskie. They just have eluded me. I love to fish, as you all know, and I've had the good fortune to fish and hunt all over the world. But a world record type of muskie has never been on the end of my line.
Oh my gosh, I need a world record. Heck, I need a personal record because, you know, Charlie, I host a fishing trip up to Lake of the Woods in Ontario every year, and we're currently advertising that I'm doing it again in August. And last year, for the first time in my life, after hiring guides for years, I actually landed about a 48-inch muskie. Now, granted, that's a small one. Okay, there's no doubt about it. That's a small one. But for me, it was a muskie. So this year, I'm going for the closer to 54 to 58-inch muskie.
Well, as you know, once you get over the 50-inch muskie, you're actually joining a fairly exclusive club. So I hope that you become a member of that. I'm not going to tell you whether I'm a member of the 50-inch muskie club or not, but I will tell you this, that they have frustrated me. The fish of 10,000 casts, as they're called, they indeed are all of that and maybe even more.
You know, it's funny what you pick up from Charlie's show, Lisa. Like when I was sitting in on Saturdays doing the news, Charlie, you tell me if I'm wrong here, but every time I see a cormorant on a pole somewhere, I think of Charlie because he just hated the birds. Am I right, Charlie?
No, I love birds. I just don't happen to like cormorants.
I got to tell you, I've caught one of those, and I was a nervous wreck. You pull one of those in, for me, it was heart-wrenching. I was like, oh, my God, there's a bird on the end of my line.
They have done an incredible amount of damage to fisheries populations around the country, and so far we haven't been able to convince the Fish and Wildlife Service, maybe that'll change, that really we need to control their population. So yeah, I don't have an affinity for cormorants, and they also, many of your listeners have seen this firsthand, what they have done to the trees on the lake shores in Door County and other areas, that their guano is so acidic that it kills the trees. And, of course, they nest in colonies, so you end up with just huge amounts of dead trees. So, no, I'm not a cormorant fan, Steve. You remember that well.
That's right.
Well, Charlie, congratulations on 25 years. We'll be listening Sunday morning, as we always do, and I'm thankful to make your acquaintance just here on the radio, next time hopefully in person.
I would love to meet you in person. And Steve, I think it's time that we sat side by side again one morning and just kind of talked about the things in the great outdoors that we used to do when I would come in at that ungodly hour in the morning and try to do the show.
Yeah, they were early.
Now it's an even earlier hour.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And most of all, I'm so thankful for WGN Radio. They've been so good to me, and they've been great for Chicago and the country. So I really owe it to WGN.
Absolutely. Thankful for your work in conservation. Thanks so much, Charlie.
All right. Take care. All the best.